Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show. Like I always do about this time, I'm reloading. Yeah. Hold on, let me get my music background, please. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. K1 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks once again for tuning in. Episode 191. Sounds like fun. And tonight we're going to have a little fun. It's also Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Your chance to vent on K100 Internet Radio. Everybody's free to vent on the show tonight. You know what I mean? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad, all right? Let me know what's popping if you want to hear. If you want to talk to me, want me to hear from you, hit the number 1 on your keypad, I go to your phone line, all right? Want to remind everybody, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace. Both of those, MySpace, Facebook.com/K100Radio, all right? Check us out. Become our friends. Like our page. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word. Tell a friend. Been getting a lot of flack about my logo. People are like, Blizzard, man, I want to share it, man, but you got that fucking middle finger on Facebook, you know, my mom and them on my page and shit. What they got to do with me? My mom ain't on my page. Who does that? Who put their mom on their page? Why is your mom on your page? And why don't you just, you know, if, you know what? If she is on your page, why don't you just block her from your shit? That's a whole nother, I don't know. I'm not changing the logo. I'm not changing the logo until somebody wants to sponsor my show that pays me money to invest in my show, and they suggest I change the logo. Okay? It's that simple. Stop talking about my fucking logo. For those of you who don't know, my logo is a middle finger. Literally. I just took an impression of my middle finger and turned it into a graphic. That's how I feel about some of you dumb fucks out here. Not you on the phone lines. I love y'all. But I'm saying, some people who A, don't have a sense of humor, who B, don't keep it 100, which of course we only have one rule on the show. And what is it, class? Keep it 100. All right? And so the middle finger goes up to all the super sensitive, politically correct, no sense of humor having fake-ass motherfuckers out here in the world that I just can't simply stand. I don't like them. And so I give them the middle finger. It's a real way to just say fuck you. Literally, without having to say fuck you. Kiss my ass. But the logo is also an attention getter. See, one thing about it, let me school you something. I'm getting ready to go ahead and do the synopsis and come to the phone lines. But let me help some of you slow motherfuckers out. I just started this shit. I've been on the radio one year, right now, today, this month. I started it last week in April, so I got like one more week. But no, this is last week of April. So basically, right now, I've been on the air for 1 year. Now I've got over 27,000 people who've downloaded my podcast. I don't know how many people who actually called in and listened, because they don't really keep track of that number like that. They just count how many people download your podcast. But if you just look at, you know, I get a couple of people. I get, you know, 20, 30, 40 people per show times 191. You do the math. That's how many people call in. I don't know how many people listen on the internet. I don't know how many people listening right now. The point is, I need every little crazy fucking gimmick or whatever to draw attention to myself. And one thing that you will not forget this, you will not forget Blizzom, and you will not forget the middle finger. Whether you like it or not, you know it's K100. So, the logo stays. Stop asking me about it. Until somebody starts inventing some money over here that I give a fuck about their opinion, you can kiss my ass. It's been that kind of weekend. It's going to be that kind of day. Mash your motherfucking money. Episode 191. Let me go ahead and get to it. Oh. By the way. And some of these motherfuckers really getting on my nerves. Artists! If you're an artist or you know you're an artist, I mean, if you're an artist or you know someone that's an artist, some of you think you're an artist and you really don't know that you're an artist, and you want to get your music played on K1's internet radio, all you got to do is follow directions. And for the 191st time, the directions are as follows. Pay attention. Send me your music in an MP3 format to K100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, the word radio, @gmail.com. That's the email address for the show, all right? If you talk to me on Twitter, if you talk to me on Facebook, or in the streets, or any way you've heard that I got an internet radio show, and say to me, Blizzum, I want to get my joint spent on your show, and you never send it to K100radio@gmail.com on everything I love shouting, on everything I love. That shit is never going to get played. No, nigga, I'm not getting your CD and then downloading it to my computer, turning it into an MP3, and then uploading to K100 internet radio. I'm not going to do it, shawty. Because the directions really are simple. When you met me out in the streets and you said I want to get on your show, I gave you my card. I said email your song in the MP3 format to the email address on this show. Now, I know you gave me your CD, but then you hit me on Facebook and you say, you played the song yet? Nigga, did you send it to K100radio@gmail.com? No, you didn't. That's why I ain't fucking played it. And on top of that, I told you this is a swap it out, okay? I'm going to play your music and I'm going to expose you to all the people who listen to K100 Radio, which is people from all over the country, Texas, New York, Philly, Florida, Georgia, Carolina, Michigan, all these different places, California, all these places. And all I ask you to do is one or two simple copy and paste to your Twitter and to your Facebook and let people know you're going to be on K100. Shout K100 out on your Twitter. Blast it out. I'm your friend. I'm your follower or whatever. And I never see you mention K100. You motherfucker, you're never going to get played. The whole point of me not playing the big rich guys that already have record deals and showing love to you underground artists is to help you and also to help me in turn. You in turn blast out my show and I in turn play your music. I don't have to play your music. All of you know that I'm an MC myself. All of you know that I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. We've got tons of music over here. I could just play our shit all the time. And I really don't give a shit if I ever play none of your shit. The point is, people, we got to support each other down here in this underground. I'm an underground radio station. You're an underground artist. If you don't fucking blast out K100 on your Twitter and shit, motherfucker, why? What is the benefit of me to play you? Yeah, your song is hot, but motherfucker, I got hot songs. So I can just promote myself all day. And frankly, this is a fucking talk show. So I'm trying to show you some love. I'm going to give you a spotlight, a little interview. I'm going to play your song. The people are going to tell you what they like. All you got to do is just show a little love. Copy, paste, motherfucker. Click share. Can't do it? Fuck you. Middle fingers up. All right, episode 191. I don't know what's so hard about it, dog. I mean, really. What is it? Rocket science? You look out for me, I'm going to look out for you. You don't look out for me, it's fuck you. Fuck me, it's fuck you. It's really not even difficult, man. God. Blast out the K100 show on your page. If your mom and them on your page or whatever, hit block for that particular post so they can't see it. If somebody's going to get offended by the logo. Of course, I listen to your song, and you like, motherfucker this and hold that and bitch that. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to get to you guys real quick. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Everyone have a little fun tonight. It's also Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100. Your chance to vent. All right? We're going to have a little fun tonight with the show. I mean, it's Mondays. I want to lighten up the mood. I'm talking about some serious shit later on this week, but not right now. I just don't feel like it. I feel like laughing a little bit. And so here we go. I'm going to go ahead and start reading right now. For those of you who don't know, I read this and then I open up the phone lines. All right, this is what I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, the official Blog Talk Radio page for K100 Radio, you're going to see that all of my shows have this. Each one of my shows that I talk about, whatever I'm talking about, I do a breakdown so you can read what it's about before you decide to listen to the replays or the downloads. Also, got to remind you guys that we're in iTunes, and the only way you can get an MP3 version of K100 Radio now is to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. That's why they want to track us like that. Now, you can't come to the page and download the MP3 anymore. You can only come to the page and listen to the replay. But if you want to download it and put it on the MP3 and take it on your portable player or burn it to a CD and listen to it in your car, you must, in fact, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes up under the iTunes store, up under the podcast section. Type in K100 when you see the middle finger. That's us. And we're rolling. And we're rolling. Episode 191, all right? Episode 191. One of the worst feelings in the world is feeling like you didn't satisfy someone you had a sexual encounter with. It's the worst shit ever. You know, you came in there, you did your thing, you thought you was really beaten up, and you don't hear anything. Just crickets. Nothing. Nothing. You don't hear anything. Alright? You probably suck. If you didn't hear anything that closely resembles... or something other. Something close to it. Something like that. You know, probably some words mixed in with it. But if you didn't hear any fuck sounds, any sex sounds, if you didn't make them say anything, yeah. Anyway, probably wasn't a good night for you, homie. Of course, for guys, our pride makes that cut deeper. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what it is. I mean, you know, you're a guy. You know what I'm saying? You want to lay it down. So you know, if you feel like you ain't laying it down, you know. Strike against your pride. Sometimes women don't give a fuck. Women care. Some women care. But some women are like, shit, I don't give a fuck. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know. But guys, we kind of feel like we want to lay our thing out every time we do it. You feel me? It's a guy thing, I guess. But I know some women who like that, too. Of course, you can always just ask the person that you're with whether or not they're satisfied. But you really don't want to have to ask. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you ask, yeah, did you know, I mean, I heard you, you know what I'm saying, did you come, or did you bust a nut, or did it feel good, you know, but you really don't want to have to ask, you really want the motherfucking, you want that shit to be so obvious, it's like, there's no way in hell you made that sound that you made, and that shit, you didn't get yours, there's just no way. That's kind of how you want it to go down. Episode 191, sounds like fun. The fun being sex, alright? Besides the displaying of sex faces, quote unquote, fuck faces, nothing gives a clue as to how you perform better as to the sounds that the person makes. If I didn't have such a busy day, I would have had a whole bunch of sound effects loaded up, but I just couldn't do it. I wanted to do that, but I didn't have enough time. I've been going all day. But you know, the sounds that they make, that tells you a lot. The sounds they make when you hit that spot. You know what I'm saying? The sounds they make when they actually climax. The sounds they make when you inflict pain. Or pleasure. It can speak volumes. It can speak volumes without even really saying a word. Per se. You don't really hear any words in this effect, do you? Sounds like fun, though. Say that'll be the title of the show. And here we are. The worst thing that could actually happen is to put in some work on a chick and she not make any sound whatsoever. Fellas, you ever have had? I've never had that happen to me, but I often imagine, cause some girls be like, shit, this one guy got on me and I ain't say shit. I'm just sitting there looking at this nigga like, you know, are you done yet? And I'm like, really? Really? I don't know how that works. But the sounds that they make, you know, I mean, my bad. The worst thing that can happen is you put in some work and she don't make any sound. Now, that works both ways, I think. But with us guys, You know, we're actually limited to the kind of sounds that we can make. And this is going to be an important part of the show. Simply because some sounds shouldn't be made by guys. Guys shouldn't sound like this. Per se. Alright? Because if you do, you run the risk of sounding... suspect. It's a fine line we have to walk to show that what the woman is doing feels good, but also maintaining that machismo, you know what I'm saying, that we have to keep up as men. So in short, that shit may make you want to scream if you're a guy, you know what I'm saying, but you really better not. Better not! You better not, fellas. Just a little advice. Just a little advice from the kid. Alright? Here go the question. Do you make a lot of sounds? Do you make a lot of sounds like screams, moans? You know what I'm saying? During sex. Are you a loud sex person? Guys and gals. Question number two. Is it a turn off to you when someone you are with has quiet sex? Is that a turn off? Or do you prefer that? Some people don't want a lot of noise. They're like, that's too much extra. Or maybe it's a strap. I don't know. I don't know who these people are. But I'm willing. I don't know if they're going to actually call K100. They're probably not the K100 type, but I know they're out there. Or maybe you've been with somebody like that. Maybe you've been with somebody who just, they say, oh, it felt great, but they don't ever make any sounds. Like, you just, nothing. That's weird. Question number three. Should men make sex sounds? Should men make sex sounds? I make sex sounds. It's not like that. But I make sex sounds. I'm not a quiet fuck. Who does that? If so, what's too much? What's the sound that a guy could make? Or what's something that a guy could make or say to make you be like, oh, whoa. Whoa. I don't know about you, Shouty. I don't know about you, Shouty. You know what I mean? What's the sound? Question number four. Will you fake a sex sound just because, or will you actually have to feel something to make them? You know, sometimes, especially with the women, they be making sounds and moans and shit, and that shit really don't be feeling like all that, really. But it's just, the way they fuck, the way they have sex, it just, you know? Some people are like that. Some people are like that. Question number five. Do you talk? And I mean, I'm not talking about, do you talk, really talk during sex? Like, ask questions. Do you like this? Does it feel good? You love this dick? Is this pussy mine? Are you a question asking motherfucker? Should the motherfucker answer? What if they don't answer? Are you offended? All these and more tonight on K100 Internet Radio. You did. Episode 191. Sounds like fun. Let's go. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up. Is this Lexi Poo?
Hey.
Lexi Poo, what it do? What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 191. Sounds like fun. So, Lexi Poo. Are you a loud sex? Do you make sounds? Screams?
Yeah. I'm loud.
You are loud?
Yeah.
Real quick. Can we get an example? I know it's like you're not really getting fucked, so it's going to be kind of hard to...
I'm not really moaning loud, but I'm more like, ooh, yeah, daddy, fuck that pussy right there. Grab that
You're a talker.
I'm more like that. Like, I talk, but not for a response. I just like to say shit.
You just like to say shit.
Pull my hair. Hell yeah. Call me a bitch. Like,
Can you give us an example of one of your moans real quick? Can you, like, you know, maybe if you're somewhere private, can you, like...
I'm more like,
Wait, that's good. I like it.
I'm not really like that. I'm more like, yeah, right there, Diddy. I'm so serious. So, like, I got the look going on. I'm grabbing the pillow. I need to laugh. That's why I called. Y'all crazy.
You're bad. You're bad. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a turn off to you when someone you're with has quiet sex? Have you ever had somebody who just got quiet ass sex? For you being a woman, for guys, as when it comes to us guys, do you like us to make noise? Shit, like what do you like? Would you like us to make noise? Should we make noise when we're dealing with you, or is that up to you?
I like somebody to talk back to me. Like, I don't expect a guy to be bitch moaning. Like, if I hear him make a sound every now and then, especially when I know they're trying to hold it in, that's all I need. But I like somebody who likes to talk back to me, you know, and they be like, you like that shit, huh? Like, so I'm like, hell yeah, daddy, hit it right there. He's like, you like that? Take that dick, you little bitch. I'm so serious. That was so funny because I am so serious.
So you like being called bitch when you're getting fucked. Good.
That's because if I'm messing with you like that, that means I fuck with you like that. And if I fuck with you like that, there's no boundaries in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? So hell yeah, a little bitch, like, call me whatever. Like, that turns me on, like, for real.
Do that sex time one more time. Yeah, let me hear that sex time one more again.
Ooh, yeah, daddy.
Question number three. So you said, and this is specifically, you said you like when guys talk shit back to you, but when it comes to, what do you think? You think men should make sex sounds? If so, what's too much? What makes them seem soft? You said you don't like it when a guy moans. What if it's feeling really good? What should he say? He should say nothing?
Talking, he can talk me. You know what I'm saying?
If you're sucking his dick,
if I'm sucking his dick, I expect him to be like, you know, suck that dick, bitch, or whatever. You know, like, you know, yeah. You know, tell me that it feels good or whatever. Or, I mean, normally you can hear it. They don't have to say anything. But if you're on topic, you know.
You can hear it, but no. I'm saying you think you can hear it, so... If you can hear it, if you don't have to, like, that means he's saying he's making some kind of sound. See, you got
like,
some people,
like you just, know, a little grunt or something. Not no, if you can do that shit, I swear, my mouth's going to dry up, like, they're like, if I hear a nigga doing that shit, I'm like, hell no, you louder than me, like.
Okay.
Nah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the little grunts y'all do.
Yeah, I'm asking you ladies, though. I'm asking you ladies. I'm asking the question to the fellas and the ladies, because some fellas like, shit, nigga, I ain't finna be moaning like a bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And some women and some guys are like, shit, you know, they may make grunt sounds or they may, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Some dudes nut, they get a little high pitch. I'm not gonna lie. With some dudes, when they nut and they get, and that's all fine with me because I think it's kind of cute. Like, hell yeah. Like, hell yeah, nigga. You know, you try to hold it when they nut. They're like,
ah. See, I'm like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And that means you did the damn thing. Like, that's cool.
You know.
But if the whole time we having sex, my neighbors think that it's me when it's you. Yo, Beyonce, you know, falsetto looking ass nigga, you're not allowed. Hell no.
Okay. Question number four. Don't lie. Now, just I'm not saying that when you for question number four, I'm not saying that you just like faking it is good per se, but it's like do you fake a sex sound? Question number four is, will you fake a sex sound just because, or will you actually have to feel something to make it? Now, I'm not saying that.
I ain't going to lie to you. Sometimes I think I be making sounds just because I'm having sex. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it just feel like it's a sound to make. Like, it just sound right. Honestly, I don't know. I know if it feel good, it feel good. But I know sometimes the nigga hitting in front of the bag, and it feel good, but it ain't enough for you to just be like, what you doing? Just because you, and that shit sounds good. And I really think the sounds turn me on even more.
Let me tell you ladies a secret. The sound that you make actually turn us on. Besides the fact of the pussy feel good or whatever, you know, we get a reaction. I get, me personally, and I think most guys would agree. We'll get some guys on the line that and we'll ask them. I think that it makes it more. It turns us on more. You feel me? To hear that. Now I ain't saying that you should. If the nigga got a, you know what I'm saying, 1-inch dick and he ain't hitting nothing, and you don't even feel this motherfucker, that you should be like screaming to the top of your lungs and, you know what I'm saying, doing all this, and you don't even feel this nigga dicking you. You feel me? But I'm saying, if it may not be necessarily up in your fucking throat, you know what I'm saying? But if you feel that shit, if you kind of like, you know what I'm saying, you know, let her know at least that you feeling this shit and it do feel good or whatever, and you make some sounds, then it turns the guy on more. You feel what I'm saying? He probably gonna pound you harder, go deeper, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But if you don't do anything, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't have the issue per se, but I can just imagine if you didn't say anything. So I ain't saying fake it. I'm not saying fake it. But like Lex Poo just said, you know, sometimes it ain't necessarily just all that deep or whatever, but you still make the sounds because
you know it feels good. But you know what? Sometimes, like at first, when it's all right, kind of good, you have control of your sounds. But then it's that one dude that be hitting that spot so good, you start saying stuff that you be so mad at yourself for saying after it's over. Like, you don't have no control. I done said some crazy shit that afterwards I was like, oh my God, I couldn't have said that. Lexus, like, why you say that? But I didn't have any control because the dick was just so good. Well, I just started like yamming and shit, like saying, I don't know if I was speaking French or what the fuck I was saying. And he thought it was, I don't know.
What is the most outrageous shit you ever said while having sex? Let me ask you one question. Have you ever told a nigga that you really didn't even love, that you love that nigga because he beating that pussy up so good, and you don't even really love this nigga, but you like, nigga, I love your ass, but because he's beating that shit up that good, and you really don't even love him like that, but you just said that shit because at that moment you love how good he beating that pussy up. Have you ever did that?
No, because I loved him to be honest with you. But I can say the sex was so good and I was so horny that I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm on this line, but we. I had anal sex, and while I was having anal sex, I don't know, like, the shit just felt so good, and I was like, and I know, I can't say this during sex, because I'm not having no babies, like, if he fucking me with my pussy, I'm like, hell yeah, nigga, nutting me, but I was like, yeah, nutting my ass, like, I sound like a white girl, sorry, Jenna, but I sound like a straight up white girl, and I was like, hell yeah, he was like, you want me to nut that ass, and I was like, hell yeah, nutting me, daddy, and he did, and after it was all over, I was like, what about, you know, hey.
Did I just say I'm nutting my ass?
Yeah, I mean, I'm being real. It's great.
Yeah. Have you ever cried while you were doing it?
Yeah. Because that spot, I mean, I can't explain it. That one spot, it's always the craziest position. And that dude hits that from that angle, like, you know, that one spot. And then that one spot just make a tear drop. And they do be like, you crying, baby? Like, nah, man, I ain't crying. My eyes just watered up a little bit. Like, I'm a G. I don't cry. My eyes just, you know, watered up a little bit.
So you was crying from the pain or because it felt good?
The emotion? It was a muscle, like, pain, pleasure. Like, when it's like, you know, after it's all done, you be so and everything. But it's like that one spot, it just. Oh my God! Like when they say he bottom out of it, like I ain't had sex in a while, about a week and a half or something like that.
Oh, that's so long. Question number
five. Here we go with that again. We ain't gonna start with that.
So long ago. Question number five. Well, you already answered question number five already, because you said you really do talk. You really do ask questions and be like, is this, you like this pussy? And you kind of,
well,
you
I,
really talk.
I do.
You do? But you don't really care if he answered, but you just say it anyway, right?
Well, sometimes I don't make room for that. I usually say, you like this? I make it obvious, because technically I don't have to ask you shit, because I know you do, because I'm looking down at you. Or whatever. So I'm pretty much making it clear. You like this shit, huh? You know you like that. Take that pussy. I call a nigga a bitch. Like, I don't
you
care.
What'd you say? You call
a nigga a bitch.
I don't know if I like that motherfucking shit. Are you fucking me and shit?
Like, I don't know if I got away with it, though. I don't think I got away with you. Oh, and another thing. A dude better not say, grab my ass, smack my ass. Like, I had one dude say that. One of my exes. I forgot I wanted to say that before I get off. Like, do not... Ooh, that's some gay shit to me. Like, I had one dude. We was having sex, and, like, he was on... one of my ex-boyfriends, he was on top of me. And, like, my legs were, like, up over my head or some crazy shit. I don't remember. But I know he was hitting it, and he was like, yeah. And I was like, you like that, huh? He was like, yeah. He was like, baby, grab my ass, smack my ass. I was like, and I think I did it, but I felt so awkward. Like, you ain't gonna lie. Sometimes dudes be having nice ass. You know, as women, we like to play around. I grab it. But you know, most straight dudes be like, if you do, don't keep your hands on. You can't keep your hands on that too long. You know what I'm saying? You kind of gotta like slide your hand by real quick or grab it real quick. You can't be constantly rubbing on a nigga ass. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted me to. To this day,
like pull me down, like trying to fucking just pull me, maybe like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. They just grab my ass and, like, pull me down. If I'm on top of them, their legs, and they pull
me
down.
That's different.
Like,
that's different. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want no girl constantly massaging your ass. You know? No.
Okay. Not massaging my ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. All right, next call. Let me get you. One more time. Let me hear sex sound before we go. One more time.
Let me try.
Billy Bass Phoenix, what's happening, homie?
What's going on, bro? I'm on this road right now, taking my people's home. I'm in Duval. What's good, homie?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what's happening. That's what's happening, man. Thanks for calling the show. You dig?
Yes, sir.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 191. Sounds like fun. We got the homie Billy Bad Phoenix on the line. Question number one, homie. Do you make a lot of sounds? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're a guy. So, I mean, the question, when you ask the guys a question, you know, that some guys going to be like, I don't really make no sound. Like, you know, but just keep it 100. Do you make any sound? Do you make a lot of sounds when you fucking? I make sounds when I'm fucking. I don't necessarily scream like a bitch. Sounds when I'm fucking. Like,
I let your fool put it, I don't bitch moan. You know what I'm saying? I man grunt. You know what I'm saying? I don't do all that bitch moan and shit, you know?
Sound. I really needed to. I didn't have time. I got back home late. I barely had time to upload.
I ain't putting the sounds on the air because, you know, I got company with me. You know, I ain't going to do all that shit. Hell no, I got company with me. Yeah, I got company with me.
Oh, you should have me on super phone.
Because I've been telling them about you and shit, so, you know, this is their first time hearing it. I got a girl who like girls, so, you know, she was kind of inquisitive about Lexi Pool, so, you know.
What does she think about Lexi Pool? Does she want to fuck Lexi Pool?
You want to fuck Lexi Pool?
I want
to get
that
pussy.
I
want to
get that
pussy. Oh, man. She said she want to eat it. Hey, Lexi Pool. Lexi Pool.
Oh, Lord.
So you turned the damn girls on in the car.
Not bad. I was just being real. Y'all say keep it 100, so I was just.
She sounds good. Come on,
that's
just all right.
Hey, listen. Hey, you said you ain't had them in a while. I'll smash it. I'll tell you what. I'll go straight Jack Hamill, monster mash, beast mode on your ass, you know.
You people are horrible. You people are horrible. Stand by, Lexi Poo. So, but I mean, you got people in the car. I'm like, yo, if they sit here listening, you talk about this shit, and they actually got on speakerphone, go ahead, man. Go ahead, get a ladies a show. Go ahead, get a ladies a show, dog. How'd you beat the pussy up? Tell us, Billy Bad Phoenix, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead. I'm going to do like this. Newly Junior called me the pussy-eating king of the South, so... I stand true to my title.
Okay. So you do man grunt. Okay, question number two. Is it a turn off for you when someone you with has quiet sex? Like, do you hate chicks that don't really say shit? I mean, first of all, I think, like, if she ain't saying shit, you're doing something wrong. You know what I mean? That's the first thing. I
hate
mean, you
shit.
Me.
Yeah, I had one chick I dealt with. Yeah, I had one chick I dealt with that's just straight quiet, you know, just had this blank stare like she'd been geeked up for the longest, you know. She never did a joke a day in her life. She was just standing there. All I'm doing is drilling, titty shit in her face. She just ain't saying shit. So, you know, I just heard the fuck up and cut my nut, man, because I ain't got time for that quiet shit.
I mean, do you think, not keeping 100 now, do you think it's because she's just that kind of quiet motherfucker? Because I know some women who are, like, less quiet. Like, I know some women who, they come quiet. They don't even come loud. Like, they come and you can feel that shit, nigga. You can feel the cum, nigga. You feel the shit. It's like you can feel that shit. They don't really make noise. Like, they really don't get loud. But you can hear them. They make noise. But it's nothing like some women. When some women, when they come, nigga, they be screaming to the top of their lungs like you killing their ass. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Which I kind of preferably, I like, you know. But, you know, some women really just don't have loud sex. And it's not that they don't, the shit don't feel good to them, because they be like, nigga, that shit is the bomb, but they just don't be loud. So that's what I'm talking about. So which one do you prefer? You prefer the screamers?
Hey, I love a screamer. I really do.
Does it turn you as a guy, you know
how encouraged that shit is?
Right.
Like, for you to drill it in deep so good, you just, like, you can feel her heart beating and shit, and she's just screaming out loud to the top of her lungs, boy. That's some encouraging shit, though. That just makes you want to go the distance.
Right, right. But for the ladies on the line, like I said, only if that shit feels that good. If it's not really feeling that good, I'm not telling the ladies to fake it. I'm just saying, if you're the kind of lady and that shit is feeling good, let that nigga know he beating that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Don't goddamn hold that shit in your motherfucking self. You know what I mean? Let him know. He gonna beat it even harder and longer. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't saying that, you know, if it don't feel good, then fake it. I'm just saying, if that shit feel good, what the fuck is up with the quiet shit? Like, bitch, say something. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. say something, shawty. Alright, question number 3. Should men make sex sounds? You know what I'm saying? Should men make sex sounds? And you said you make men grunts. You know what I'm saying? Do you think it's unmanly for a guy to moan or anything like that right there? Should guys not moan or some shit? Or what's the line?
Okay, that's something I really can't answer, because I can't speak for all dudes, you know, that I only speak for me. I mean, okay, only time I manly moan is when I get my dick sucked and I bust my nut, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that, but other than that, when I'm drilling, you know, it's just man grunts, you know what I'm saying? If I'm around females and they talk about how their niggas putting it down and shit, and they're saying one scream like a bitch and this, that, and the third, I'm like, dude, why the fuck you screaming like a bitch, dog?
Okay.
You know,
so
that shit ain't cool.
Ask ladies in the car with Billy Bad Phoenix, what do y'all say? Ask them. What do y'all say?
Okay, Dre, have you ever had, like, one of your homegirls had one of their niggas scream like a bitch whenever they fucking?
Yep.
There you have it. There's one.
And so did the girl like it? Did it make her? Did she feel like the nigga was gay or some shit? How did that make her feel?
Hell no. They sound like a bitch. I rather fuck Drea.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It's just a stigma with guys. If you talk to women like Lexipu said, and we're gonna get some other women online. Women think it's like, you know, that you suspect of something if you make too much noise when you a guy. So it's like, guys, we even if that shit feel like, nigga, if a motherfucker giving you some goddamn head, some motherfucking good, it's the greatest head you ever had in your motherfucking life, and that shit make you want to motherfucking scream, I highly suggest you don't, because the bitch gonna look at you crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just a man thing. It's just like the difference between a man and a woman. But I thought I would ask, because, like I said, a lot of men don't make no noise whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Period. You feel me? And some women be like, they don't like that. They don't like guys who, you know what I'm saying? I talk to females and they be like, I don't like a nigga who don't say shit. Like, they be wanting to know that pussy feel good. You're like, you want to know, you know what I'm saying, that dick feel good. You feel me? And so some women don't like it.
Some women find that boring.
Right. Because I find it boring when she don't say shit. You know what I mean? Straight up. All right, question number 4. Have you ever faked a sound? Have you ever faked your man grunt? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know.
Nah.
No?
Nah, that's a quick no. I don't take none of my shit when I'm fucking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying like you
I
just,
know.
I don't want you to say that. I'm saying fake it, but like it feels good, but just not that good. But just because you having sex and you don't want to be the quiet fucker, you make some noise. You feel me?
Yeah, right.
You're saying fake it like just the best shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like you're doing all the extra shit. Like yo, but like just because you don't want to be the quiet fucker, it may not be the best, but you go ahead and make some. You know, go ahead and give him a little noise anyway. You ever do that? I do that.
I call it giving it the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? When it's good, but not, you know, all that great, you know, I kind of make the best of it, you know, like making a feel special or whatever, you know. I had one of those moments.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think if people are really honest about question number four, not saying that you just, like, fake it, like, you know, and it's just horrible and you just act like it's the shit, you know, I'm just saying, you know, just make a little noise when, not saying, you know, just because you don't want to just lay there and be quiet. You know, it ain't horrible, but you know it ain't, you know, I think everybody has done that, you know. I do it. You know what I'm saying? If it's still cool and it's still not the worst shit ever, I'm going to make a little grunt, make a little noise, you know what I'm saying? Something, say something. I just don't want to be the quiet fuck because I hate quiet fucks. I just hate it. It's just annoying.
Basically.
Yeah, question number five. Last one. Do you talk during sex? And I mean really talk. Like ask questions and really just, are you a talker?
Oh yeah, I talk from time to time. I really do. Not saying.
What do you say?
Well, I'll say certain things like.
If you fucking my Lexi, pussy. Hold on. I'm gonna open Lexi Poo's mic. Lexi Poo.
Huh?
Okay, Billy Bad Things. I want you to envision that you're fucking Lexi Poo right now. Now, what would you say to Lexi?
Oh shit! In front of company.
Yeah. Hey, tell Lexi Poo how you.
Oh Lord.
You go ahead and tell her how you want it, dog. Go ahead. Tell her.
Yeah. All right. Damn. Okay.
You can't do it on the spot. He can't do it. He's on the spot. I put him on the spot. I put you on the spot.
Oh, no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
You got me out there like that.
Lexi Poo,
normally a guy is like, normally the guy be like, that's my pissy hug. You ain't gonna fuck nobody else. And I be like, no, daddy. You just be saying stupid shit. Like, even if it's not they pussy, which 9 times out of 10, if they was, it is. You know, I don't be fucking around like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when a dude be like, yeah, and then you be, I don't know, one of my favorite lines is, I know it's going to sound so crazy me saying it because I'm really not having sex, but one of my favorite lines is, you know how a girl be real tight and then when the dude be fucking, they kind of spread open. I be like, yeah, spread this pussy open, daddy. Make, you know, make that big fit. I don't know. I'm just saying stupid shit. Like,
yeah,
I just be saying shit. Like, I don't know.
Feel about it.
I can't feel everything. You know, I got to say personal for my big daddy. Look.
Okay. Billy Phoenix, tell Lexi Poo what you would tell her if you was getting that pussy right now. What would you say to Lexi Poo? What would you say?
Blizzard,
what
would I
say?
On the spot.
Hey, kind of hard to envision and drive at the same time. All right.
Come on, man.
Give him a rain check.
I come back. You get your thoughts together.
Okay, you know. Hold on. If we get into overtime, I got you. Can't do a well job.
Okay. You know, it's kind of like porn when they say everybody can't be porn stars because guys got to be like get hard on command. So you can't really just do it on command. It's ad-lib. Okay, stand by. All right, yeah. Stand by. Okay, I put him on the spot. I shouldn't have did that. Because it's not that easy. You know, when you fucking and when you're having sex, whatever you want to call it, making love, whatever you want to call it, you know, it kind of just comes to you. There's nothing really pre-planned about it. It's like when I ad-lib songs, and it's like the shit you be hearing me saying in the background, I don't write that down. I write the verses down, and then when I lay the verses down, I go in there, and I turn off the lights, and I put the headphones on, and I just listen to the song, and I play it back and play it a couple times, and I just say shit. I can't really do it just on a whim. I just go in there and I just do it. I think that's kind of how you, I think you ad-lib when you fucking. I think everybody ad-libs when they fuck. Not just me, because I'm a rapper. I think everybody ad-libs their fucking, they fuck questions. You don't really just write them down. You don't really sit back and say, oh, I'm going to say this while I'm getting fucked. You don't really, you just say it. That's why sometimes you say some of the craziest shit. Oh, yeah. Billy Bad Phoenix, what was the craziest shit you ever heard a chick say to you while you was fucking her?
The weirdest shit?
Yeah, what was the craziest shit you ever heard a chick say to you while he was fucking you?
Well, I never had no no chick tell me nothing crazy.
No?
You know, nothing stupid. But, well, hold on, Drea. What's the craziest thing a chick ever told you when you're eating her out, you're beating her up with a strap on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay, stand by. Stand by, stand by. Okay, so I had this one chick who loves to give head. She just loves to suck dick. And she said the craziest shit to me one time, and I was much obliged. She said, "Nigga, choke me with that dick." I'm not lying. She said while she was sucking my dick, she was like giving me some monster head. She was like, "Nigga, choke me with this dick." So I grabbed the back of her fucking head and I shoved it on my fucking dick. I mean, she said choke me with that dick. What the fuck was I supposed to do? She asked me to choke her. So I choked her. She gagged and almost threw up everywhere. But she didn't get mad because that's what she asked me to do. She liked to fucking... She liked gagging until her fucking eyes water up. Really weird chick, but she was really cool. Okay, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. True story, by the way. True story. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzle. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Episode 191. Sounds like fun. Next on the line, we got Michigan Girl. What it do, babe?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Wait a minute. Hold on, Michigan Girl. Hold on. Billy Bad Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Yeah, you know it.
It's Monday. What you got for me?
Oh, you know, I already put it out there on the group. You know, I'm asking Monday about, you know, about my sister and everything, going to the club in Folkston, instead of her coming with me, you know, to holler at, you know, me and the kids, Trippy Zone, for that mixtape release party at Crush. So, of course, for those who didn't read it, you know, I had put it out there on the group, you know, on Master Monday. I even spelled out the sound effect and everything. So, basically, it was like this. You know, she, you know, I told her about the mixtape release party and stuff like that. You know, I told her I was going to get her in VIP and all that shit. You know, got a free mixtape with Sippy Zone, which is snapping, by the way. So, shout out to Sippy Zone. And shout out to the kid, too. But instead of coming with me, you know, where there's, you know, little to none roadblock, because, you know, it's Easter weekend. She wanna travel all the way down in the fucking boonies where them good old boys is always sitting there lurking and waiting and shit like that, you know, her boyfriend got stopped and all that shit. So I'm just like, none of that shit would have happened if they would have came out and hung with me. You know, I'm asking my sister that shit.
Okay, we got you. Listen to Big Brother. Stand by. Lexi Poo. You got anything you want to mash? I forgot to give you a chance.
I do. I want to mash a class as a whole. I mash all the sorry trifling girls who don't do shit, don't work, don't go to school, and they sitting around getting welfare and food stamps, and you got people like me who go to work, go to school, pay my own bills, but I have to pay $2,500 in taxes. But I'm already paying tax, and I am very upset because I didn't get as much money as I should have got back because I make over a certain amount and I have to pay in. So not only am I paying in through income taxes, I'm paying in for my regular taxes just for lazy trifling hoes who all they do is go around fucking niggas' dicks all day, laid up and getting food stamps and everything else. But you got somebody like you who got to work for it, then got to pay in double. That really pisses me off. So I'm mashing all them. I'm mashing everybody in that class. They don't do shit but lay up on the government when they got able bodies and taking money away from people who need to support, people who done got laid off, who have been working all their life, people who need the food stamps, who trying to get
house, but you got these people who are, oh, I'm just going to live off the government. I'm going to stay on housing. I'm going to get food stamps to provide for myself when they can go and work a 9-to-5. So that's what
yeah.
I'm doing.
Yeah!
I got you. They deserve to be mashed.
Yeah!
Stand by. All right. Episode 191. Michigan girl.
What's going on?
What's going on? Let me go ahead and get yours out the way. It's Monday before we get into the show. It's Monday. What you got for me?
I ain't got nobody to mash. I ain't got nothing to mash.
Not even the Los Angeles Lakers?
You know what? See, you wrong. I can't mash my boys, even though they did some fuck-ass shit last night. Some buttery. Both my kids up yelling at the TV. I don't mash them. They just gonna make me smile. I don't want to have to talk with them.
So you don't want to mash the Lakers?
I'm not going to mash my team. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. They pissed me off. I'm not
going to
mash.
Well, I'm sure as fuck mashing the Miami Heat for losing that fucking game in the last fucking minute.
Yeah!
And that's my fucking team, but fuck that.
Yeah!
Motherfuckers.
I'm mad at the folks at work, them Laker haters that wanted to be all up in my face today, but when your team ain't doing shit, then you want to hide all day, so you can mask them.
Fine.
Yeah!
All right, episode 191. Sounds like fun, don't it? That sounds like fun? That sounds like fun. Question number one. Do you make a lot of sounds? Do you make a lot of sounds during sex?
Yeah, I guess so.
And could you give us a demonstration? Could you give us a little sneak peek at what it might be like? What kind of sounds do you make?
I would try to make those sounds if you ain't getting it in. Hold on.
I tell you what, I give you a second. I let you get your little butterfly, whatever.
A little composure together, okay. Hold on. I gotta stop laughing.
Get you a little butterfly, or something. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And you know, as we continue this conversation, you know what I'm saying? You know, get your little butterfly. You know what I'm saying? Give it a couple of strokes across the old clitoris. And you should be ready. You should be ready. By the time we get through with this conversation, we should be able to get a full display,
If I get what I need to make some noise, I'm not gonna be able to answer the rest of the questions. So,
Hold on. Off the music. Turn off the music. Okay, go. Okay.
Hey, I like the music. I like music in the background.
You like music in the background?
I do.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't want to hear all that. I just want to hear some man.
Oh, let me turn some sex music. Here you go. Hold on. All right. You hear that?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear that.
All right.
Okay, so I'm not good at faking, so okay, let me, it be something like. Hey, you're going to turn the music on. I love you. You ain't going to be able to hear me because I can't get loud now.
I can hear you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's go. Let's see. Ooh, okay, that's about as good as it's going to get to like one time. I might have to hang up the show and finish stuff. Okay, that's
somebody's going to give me the full flash one, damn it, before the night's over with. Some damn body.
Somebody probably will, but I might get, it got warm in here. Okay, I need to stand.
Okay, that's the first question. That was question number one. All right, number two. Is it a turn off to you when someone you are with has quiet sex?
I would imagine so. I've never been with somebody that's just completely quiet. I've been completely quiet before because nigga wasn't doing shit, and I was like, okay, you should get the point, and he's still there, so I was like, get your ass up. But I've never been with anyone that was completely quiet. But I can imagine it would be
because
that's boring.
Uh-huh. So you've never been with anyone that's, like, completely quiet? Like, what about quieter than, like, you know, let me ask you question number three, because Should men make sex sounds? And if so, what's too much? What makes him? What's a sound that you don't want to hear a guy make that may make him soft?
I don't want to hear a dude scream like I might scream when I'm coming if he hitting that spot. So I don't want to hear you scream. But some man grunt,
What's a man grunt? Can you do a man grunt?
something like with that deep voice something like that. Something like that works. I have a tendency to say shit and fuck and damn if it's good, but I do have a tendency to do that.
So you cuss when you fucking?
Sometimes.
You're a cusser when you fuck her. You're a cuss when you fuck. Right?
It's
okay. Yeah. Everybody's got their own, you know.
Yeah, I do. Those three words will usually come out. They just coming out. It just is what it is.
Okay, all right.
What was that? You knocking on something?
I'm contemplating. I'm not gonna do it.
You're not gonna do what?
No. Well, I was gonna replay myself so people can hear my sex sounds. I might recognize. Yeah. Anyway. Question.
Wow.
I was gonna go there, but I'm not gonna do it. Will you fake a sex sound just because you know what I'm saying? Like, or do you have to actually feel something to make the sounds? Now, I'm not saying fake it in the sense where it feels horrible and you acting like it feels. I'm just talking about it may not necessarily feel that great or whatever, but you still, you know, give it a little, you know what I'm saying? Make some sounds, make some noise because, you know, you don't want to be a quiet fuck.
No, I'm not. I mean, I guess, like, I might make some sounds because there are some sounds that, like, if dude is bigger than you and he's on top of you that you might make that people associate with sex, I might make some of those sounds, like. But if it's not good or, you know, even if it's just all right, I'm not going to be all into it. I need it to be good for me to, you know, make them sounds. Because if I ain't feeling it, I just ain't going to make, you know, I'm going to be like, can we hurry this up? You need to get up. You need to change position. Something's going to have to happen.
You know, that's kind of heartless. It's kind of mean. You really know, I mean, really.
Okay, for real. Okay, sex, when you have a sex, it's supposed to be good. It's. You're doing it because you want it to feel good. So if it's not feeling good, why am I going to, even if it's just all right, I'm not going to be making no extra sounds or making a sound just because I don't want to be quiet. I'd rather be quiet because then if I'm quiet, maybe you might be like, well, what's wrong? And, you know, I can tell you change positions, something. I just can't do it. If I ain't feeling it.
Okay. All right. I mean, like I said, I wasn't, when I asked question number four is not really about, like, faking it. It's not really faking it because, and the person doesn't feel good. It's just like, you know, you just don't want to, you know, lay there. And
if it's all right, you might get, it's an all right sound, but you're going to know I ain't all into it. It's just not going to be what it is. So, I mean, then I'm not faking it. It's still a sound, but I'm not going to be just like, okay, well, let me say something so I'm just not quiet. No.
Okay. Question number five. Do you talk during sex? Are you a talker? Now, we know that you're a cusser. Oh, fuck. Shit. Damn. Fuck.
It ain't even all like that. You sound like it ain't even all like that.
I'm saying you said fuck and shit and damn.
Damn, yes, but it ain't like all screaming, you know, unless I'm coming. But that's a whole nother story.
Oh, so do you wait? When you come, do you when you come, do you get louder? Do you scream? Or what's the difference?
When I come, I get louder. I have been known to scream, cuss.
Damn. You scream, cuss, yell, everything, all that shit when you come, like, wow.
I mean, you know, it gets a little intense. So, you know, you got that screen where you're like, oh, shit. You know, one of them.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get it out of you. You're gonna give us a demonstration. We want a demonstration.
You was just intent on getting this demonstration, but it was another question, so you jumped to a different question.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm not a big talker. I mean, I will cuss, and I might say something like, you know, I don't know, like, get this pussy, you know, something like that.
Get
but
this
not
pussy?
Like,
how do you say it, though? Tell me how would you really say it?
No.
Tell me how would you really say it? I mean, what you would say, get this pussy? You're not going to say it like that. Tell me how you would tell.
But you're determined to get a demonstration out of it.
Oh,
right?
I'm just trying to, I mean, you know, we the choir minds want to know.
I'm going to say something like grab my hair, smack my ass, you know, if I'm like, you know. Standard stuff.
Well,
maybe to some people that's not standard, but to me that's standard stuff.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to find some sex. I'm trying to find myself without incriminating anybody. I was gonna give the world a preview of what I sound like when I'm fucking without incriminating anybody. It's kind of tough because they're gonna be making a lot of noise. Huh?
You probably should have tried to go through that and like edit it and.
Well, it's been edited literally.
And put tone down and sound down.
Ah, did you hear that?
I heard that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial.
That
didn't
sound like you. That sounded like a female.
Touche. Good on your feet. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Stay on the phone line. Michigan girl, thanks for calling the show. Are you kidding? All right, one last chance. Real quick. Let us hear. What it sound like? Let us hear.
What? Okay, what it sound like? Oh, you just talking about like some moans or something? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. I love it. Stand by, all right?
Let me get a demonstration. All right.
Stand by. Shay!
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? What'd it do?
Not much.
Episode 191. Sounds like fun.
Got the fun show on.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Let me see here. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that sound.
What you doing over there?
I love that sound. It's the greatest sound ever. Hold on a minute. Let me let you guys hear it one more time. Yeah. Okay. Now we're back. 347-934-0966. Shay.
Yep.
You make a lot of sounds when you're having sex?
I probably do.
You probably do?
Yeah, I make a few sounds.
You make a few sounds?
Yeah. That's the only way he can know he's doing it right. If you make some sounds, you can't just be quiet, because I hate quiet.
So you hate quiet. So you like guys that make sounds then?
Yes. I have to have some sounds. I need some feedback.
Uh-huh. So what kind of sounds... What kind of sounds do you make?
It depends. Some of them, I can't really describe it. Just some sounds, like some pleasurable sounds.
Go ahead.
Just some sounds.
Like that? Kind of like that?
I don't know. Actually, I probably sound different to myself. I mean, like, quite honestly, what I think I sound like, I probably don't really sound like.
You think you sound like that? Okay. Anyway. So, question number two. Is it a turn off for you when you sound, is it a turn off to you when someone you are with has quiet sex?
Is it a turn off?
Yeah, it's a turn off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was with somebody that, like, had quiet sex. It was like, it was like, I can't even describe it. I was like, really? I mean, I know you should be feeling something. I mean, if he had, like, a pretty good size something to work with, I mean, he had a nice dick to work with, but I was just like, really? He was just quiet and just kind of just laid there. That was, like, such a turn off.
So did you feel like your pussy wasn't good when he did that?
No, I knew it was good because it was, like, wet and juicy all over him. But, I mean, so I, like, rode it for a minute or two, and then I, like, got off because it's, like, I mean, if you're not responding, that just turns me off completely. I feed off of that, you know, energy. I need to hear some sounds. I need to see facial expressions. I need all of that.
Okay. So you want men to make sex sounds, which question three, should men make sex sounds? And if so, what's too much? What's too much? What goes overboard when you're like?
Well, overboard, I guess, like making them like lion sounds or something. Like overly exaggerated. Like, I don't even know if it's real. I mean, like, if if they're really into it like that, then that's okay. But, I mean, you know. Some man groans, I guess, as y'all put it, or whatever, and a little moaning. I mean, and really, you know, to me, it's a big turn on if he can kind of like, if I can make him kind of sound like a girl. I don't mean like with the pitch, but like to really get into it like that. That's a turn on for me.
It's a turn off?
Yeah, that's a turn off.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I will push turn it on.
I don't hear no man sounds on there.
Maybe I'm a quiet fucker. Question number four. Will you fake a sex sound just because, or will you actually have to feel something to make it? Now, like, I'm not saying that fake it because he's like the worst thing ever. I'm saying fake it like, you know. Like I said earlier, you've been on the phone for a minute, so you know. I'm not saying fake it because it's whack. It's just like you just do it because you don't want to be a quiet fuck.
I can't fake it because, I mean.
But it's not really faking it, though. It's not really. I'm not saying fake it.
I mean, sex, you know, okay, the initial penetration, you know, I might make a sound like, you know, when he, like, first penetrate, like when he first put it in. But if that is the only excitement I got out of that, then that's going to be the only sound he's going to get.
And okay.
And that's bad, yes.
But you realize that when we, you know, we get turned on by that. Maybe if you he could get more into it and it could be the bomb, it could actually pop off and be like the best, you know, really, really become good, better.
You know, I tried that with the one silent person. I did try that, and I don't know if that was his style, because, I mean, it wasn't like our first time. I mean, we had sex, like, you know, a long time before that, but I guarantee you that was the last time. I mean, it was just, like, it was just dry. I don't mean dry, like, physically. I mean, just, like, dry sex, just plain. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm too much of a freak, but it just didn't do it for me. Just didn't do it. And I was like, you know, I tried to do a little something, but I was like, well, damn, I'm not supposed to do all the work.
You say you're too much of a freak.
I don't know. I didn't think that was possible. Especially not a sweet little old me, anyway.
Sweet little old you. Sweet little old you.
I'm just a little angel. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
No one believes you. You know that, right?
That's okay. I don't believe my damn self.
Say what?
I said, that's okay. I don't even believe my damn self.
Right. I just wanted to make sure you understood no one believes you.
Yeah, okay. I tried, hey. I tried. I do wear white occasionally.
What the hell for?
for my pureness.
Say what?
To be pure like an angel, you know? Sweet and delicate, all of that good shit.
Question number five. Question number five. Do you talk? Do you talk?
I think I make more sounds than anything. I make sounds, and I do talk a little bit, but it's not really talking. It's like kind of like Michigan Girl said. I mean, I might say some cuss words, and I don't normally cuss as much as I do like when I'm having sex. But if it feels real good, you know, I might throw a fuck in there in a minute, or fuck me, or something like that. And you know, I probably won't normally just talk like that, just talking regular. But you know, heat of passion, you never know. Some words slip out. Feeling good, and you just say some shit.
Okay, so that's like me. That's a lot of cussing.
I think it's appropriate though, considering you know the act, right? Especially the word fuck. If you don't say the word fuck, you know, occasionally, sometimes, then I think you really just not. You ain't fucking.
Damn shit. I say a lot of shit.
Yeah, I say damn a lot. Damn and fuck. And I get real religious.
Real religious? Like what? What is he saying?
I'll be like, oh God. I'll be calling God a lot. I'll be saying my prayers.
God?
I don't know. Yeah. It just slip out. I mean, it's not that I say it. I think it's the way that I say it. And then, like, afterwards, I'll be like, oh, I really should have said that because that was, like, so sacrilegious to say that right then. But, I don't
okay.
know.
All right. Stand by. Oh, wait. It's Monday.
Yeah! Oh, you didn't ask me what the craziest thing that anybody ever said or the craziest thing I ever said.
Well, yeah, that was I didn't have that question written down. But what's the craziest thing someone has ever said to you or you've said to someone else?
The craziest thing I've ever said, it wasn't a word. It was like a series of consonants. And I don't even know where that came from. It was almost like I was stuttering. It was like I got stuck on one consonant sound and just kept on saying it.
And what was it? Can you describe it?
It was an M sound. I was like, I can't. I don't think I can repeat it because I'm not in that context. But like thinking back on it, I was like, what the hell is that?
So
it was like I don't know. I was like I was saying M a lot or something. I don't know.
Can you
and
give
you know, the guy's name does not start with an M. So I was like, where the hell did I get that
that's
from?
That's kind of fucked up, man. Can you give us an example? Can you give us an example of what you sound like?
Let me see. It's kind of hard to do it on cue because it's like, I ain't like aroused right now. That is sounding fake.
I mean, you know what, you know how you do.
Okay, I can tell you what I think I sound like, but I don't know if that's what I really sound like.
Really?
Okay, that's good.
There you go, fellas. I don't know. That was a pretty good one right there on cue. That's a pretty good one on cue. I don't know.
I had to think on that one. I had to, like, reminisce.
What?
I had to think on that one. I had to, like, reminisce to, like, you know, a time whenever I was actually in that mode.
Oh, God. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Episode 191. Sounds like fun. Oh, before I go, Shay, anything you want to mash?
Yes, I have a mash. And, oh my gosh, this is like so personal. I was at work today, and this chick came in there, and I know the chick. We're actually related, but I don't really care because I talk about family, too. She comes in there, right, and, you know, she's ugly. And, you know, she just had a baby, whatever. The baby is ugly. So I want to mash on people. Ugly people, when you have a baby, you know, realize that if you're not cute, you know your baby's not going to be cute. Don't be expecting people to be all goo-goo and gaga over your ugly little baby. I mean, just be content with somebody saying, oh, she's healthier, you know, something like that. It's like, what do you say to people like that? You know, when somebody's kid is cute or whatever.
You heartless bastard. You heartless bastard.
What do you say? I mean, I'm like, what
you don't say? You know what I mean? You heartless bastard.
And I'm probably going to have, like, the ugliest kid in the world. I know. Okay. But I'm just being for real. It's like, all my friends have cute kids. So it's like, when I see an ugly kid, you know, and somebody's trying to make it look like it's, like, just the most adorable thing in the world, I'm like, really? You don't see what the rest of the world is seeing? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be like, oh, she's so cute. I'm just going to be like, oh, you had a baby. I mean, what do you say? Well, I was an ugly baby too, so I mean, I'm not going to. I tell everybody I was an ugly ass baby when I was born. So I mean, I know some babies are born ugly. She might grow up to be cute, but I was an ugly ass baby. So when I see other ugly babies, I'm not going to lie to their mama, especially when they got an ugly mama. Hello, it came from you.
I can't even tell you how wrong everything you're saying is.
I'm just saying, and she was just looking like she wanted me to say how cute because somebody else had said how cute. I couldn't say that. I mean, I was just like, oh, she had a baby. You know, I was saying everything, but, you know, she's just adorable because I really didn't think she was, and I don't do well with lying. So I couldn't. So, I mean.
So and you know what? I'm not going to mash that person for the ugly baby. I'm mashing you.
Why you going to mash me?
Because. Who does that? Who calls somebody's baby ugly?
I'm sorry. Well, maybe I should be mashing her because she is, like, ugly. But it was just the fact that she was like, it was almost like she was like trying to make it say that her baby was gorgeous or something. And I couldn't say it because I didn't feel it. I mean, you know, I'm always giving props where props is due when I see cute little kids. I mean, I'm like, oh, your kid is so adorable. I mean, because, you know, children are beautiful. But on that rare occasion when they got an ugly mama, I mean, you know when you look in the mirror, if you don't look as good as the person standing next to you, you ugly as hell.
Okay. That's for you. It's for you. It's for fucking you. Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun.
347-934-0966 standby, Shay. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Shay's going to hell with gasoline draws on. 347. Yeah. 347-934-0966. K1's Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show, episode 191. Sounds like fun. We're talking about sounds when you're having sex. You know what I'm saying? Some people have quiet sex, and you people are the worst. And the thing about it is, like I said, I've slept with someone who, it's not that sex don't feel good, not that it's sex, they come and everything, and they like sex, it's just they don't really make a noise, like, they do, but it's so subtle, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They do, but it's so subtle, and they told me, it's like, no, the shit is good, like, and we repeatedly had sex on and off for like a while, and you know, gave me my props, like, yo, this shit is good, but it's like, I did it, and the pussy felt good, she actually could suck dick, you know, she was good, she was, looked good as hell. You know what, now that I think about it, I noticed that sometimes, the more attractive the woman is, just sometimes, the more attractive women don't make as much noise or something. It's like they feel like you should be happy that you're getting they're so hot, you know what I'm saying? And they're so cute. They really don't just, you know, they don't just be in that mouth. They don't want to sweat their hair out. You know, they don't want to, you know, they really just, you know, they just, and so they kind of more subtle, quiet fucks. You know what I'm saying? You get a chick who don't give a fuck about her hair, who really ain't all that any motherfucking way, that motherfucker going ham. She gonna be screaming. She gonna be sweating. Her hair gonna be fucked up. She don't give a fuck. None of that. You ever notice that? You ever notice, fellas on the phone line, the girls who the less attractive girls make the most noise, they really get it in just a little. And I'm not saying cute chicks and that y'all don't get it in. I'm not trying to just say y'all don't get it in. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes just, you know, out of the women who I've met that weren't as animated, and I don't know if I want to use the word animated, but the cute ones, the cute chicks, they, you know, they, I don't know what's up with the cute, the really pretty chicks. You know, they're pretty, so they feel like they're too pretty to fucking do that. Even though, all, I mean, porn stars are pretty. You know, some of them. You know what I mean? So I don't know why, but I've noticed that the, you know, the really pretty ones, they're less animated when they have sex. That's a good word. They're less animated. They're less animated. You know what I'm saying? Not that they're bad lays. They're just less animated. And the ones who aren't as attractive, they're more animated. No, that's not across the board. Like I said, I've kicked it with some attractive chicks who are, you know, they really go ham. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They, like, really get in. They be, like, making that kind of noise. And they scream. They call out. They say goodbye. They do all kind of things. Yeah. Attractive chicks. So, different strokes for different folks. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the phone line, if you haven't talked to me yet, so I can come to your phone line. All right? If you want to holler at me. I may ask for a display. I may ask you to give me a little, you know, a little sample of what you sound like. Everybody's been a good sport about it except Billy Bad Phoenix. He really couldn't pull it off on demand. Got to be quick. Got to do it. Let's go. I'm just saying. Keisha F, can you talk?
Not right now. I'm here.
Okay, yeah, Keisha F can't talk. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, I got some more people on the phone line. Hold on. 773? Who's this?
This is Miss S.
Miss S?
Yep.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You sound kind of sexy.
You say me that every time I call your show.
I know. You ready for the questions? You want to answer the questions?
I didn't even have my hand up.
I know.
But, okay, come on, let's go.
Okay.
What's the question?
All righty, you're a good sport. Do you make a lot of sounds when you're having sex?
I won't say a lot. I won't say a lot. But I do make sounds.
Make sounds. Are you a quiet lay? Are you a quiet lay? Even if you're feeling good, are you a quiet lay?
No, I'm not.
So what kind of sounds would you say? Can you give us a sample?
I can't really do that at this moment. Maybe once we're done with the questions.
Okay, maybe. Okay. I'll wait. You gotta leave the room. Okay. Question number two. Is it a turn off for you when someone you are with has quiet sex, or do you prefer that? What about it? So when you with a guy or a girl, whatever's your preference, we don't know. When you're with someone, do you get turned off when they don't make noise when y'all doing it, or does it turn you on more when y'all doing it?
For men, I like it more.
For men.
So we're going to leave it at that. We're not going to take it any further than that.
Because you said for men you like it to make more noise, but for the women you don't like it so much. Okay, got you. That's a whole show. Question number three. Should men make sex sounds? You said yes, but what's too much?
No.
Oh.
I said that I like men more quietly.
Oh, you like the men to be more quiet, you know what I'm saying? Just a couple little deep breaths. I'm like,
Jesus.
But you don't want to make no noise. But the chicks you like for them to make the noise when you fuck them, right? Right. Okay, so. And that's understandable. I dig that. I can dig that. Will you fake a sex sound just because, you know, not that you're necessarily faking it because it's not good per se. It's just that it may not be the bomb or whatever, but you don't want to be a quiet lay per se, so you just make some noise. Do you ever make a couple of moans and shit? I have done it before. You have?
Yeah, I have done it before.
I mean, it's not really faking it.
Yeah, it was. That's what it was, really.
That's not really faking it. It's just like you're just trying to, you know,
be more into it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, like I was telling some of the people who were on the phone earlier, us guys, we like it when women make those sounds. It turns us on more. It turns us on more when women make that sound, when women make those sounds, whatever sound it is. So, you know, you can get a guy into it more, you know what I'm saying? Get a nigga to beat it a little harder, go a little deeper, whatever, if you're making them sounds, as opposed to you just not saying nothing. If it feels kind of okay, go ahead and make a little couple of moans, a little something, something, and it may turn them on even more, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And, you know, you get better. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I ain't saying literally fake it. I'm just saying, don't just be a quiet motherfucker. You just sitting there and you ain't saying shit. You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Do you talk during sex? I mean, do you, like, really ask? Do you, like, say shit, like, ask questions, like, nigga, is this my dick, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Or you don't say shit like fuck me harder or anything?
I may say that, but asking questions, no.
No? But you may say fuck me harder? Harder?
Yeah. A motherfucker that don't know what I like, then yeah, I'm gonna probably guide him. But other than that, no.
So most guys know what you like?
Yeah, because the guy I fuck with been my little thing for a hot little minute, so.
What? Your thing?
Yeah, he been my little thing for a hot little minute, so. He knows.
Your little stain.
Okay, he been my fuck buddy for a hot little minute. Let's say that. That's better.
Beat it up? Huh?
Is that a question? I don't think that was in your show for tonight.
What you mean? I mean, that's a question. I mean, we ad-lib these things here.
Yeah. She does a very good job. Anything else?
Did it sound like that when he hitting it?
You a fool.
Yeah. Yeah, it does it? Huh?
Yeah, it does. You're slow.
Okay. I'm done having fun. I've been having fun all night, y'all. I have some inside jokes going on. 347. Oh yeah. Before we get off the phone line, do you think maybe you could give us an example?
Come back to me before your show ends. I got you.
All right. We got about 30 minutes. I'm gonna come back to your line. All right.
All right.
No one likes a quiet fuck. All right. No one likes that. No one wants to, you know. No one wants to really just, even if, like I said, and if it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel good. You feel what I'm saying? But if that shit is feeling good, let that motherfucker know. That goes for guys and girls, though. Now, the thing about it is, like I said, a lot of people, when it comes to guys, you know what I'm saying, people are like, you know, or guys, even guys themselves, they like, look, you know, they ain't really trying to make no real noise or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got to ask her one more question. Miss S.
Hmm?
Have you ever cried from sex? Why did you cry? Did you cry from the pain or did you cry from just that shit was feeling so good?
It was like the screams wasn't working, the moans wasn't working. The only thing I could do was cry. But yeah, it was feeling that good.
Wow. Okay. I come back to you. Okay. I forgot to ask Michigan girl that. Michigan girl.
Yes.
Did you, do you ever cry from sex? You ever cry? Is that a sound that you ever made during sex? You ever cry?
Yeah, I have. Damn.
Damn. Why'd you cry?
I mean, it was just, you know what? And for years, and I had heard people say, like, oh, you ain't never crying. Shit. It was so good. It was just like, damn.
It was feeling good? Huh? Was it?
Yeah, it was.
And that's why you cried?
Yeah. Yeah, it was feeling real good, so, you know. It wasn't like Lexi when she was talking about a tear. It was like a for real, like.
It was a for real. Oh, you really cried? Like, cried? That shit must have been the bomb. Why? I mean, why did you cry, though? Like, you were crying from joy or what? I don't understand.
I mean, it just felt that good. I mean, it wasn't like I was in pain or nothing. So, I mean, it just felt that good. It was like, I can't explain it.
Interesting. Hold on real quick. Hey, Shay.
Yes?
Have you ever cried from sex?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes, I have.
And why did you do that?
It was like, oh my gosh, how can I put it into words? It was like an emotional, it was just like this intense feeling, like it felt so good, like I was going to explode or something. I can't really describe it in words. It was just, I don't know, it just happened.
It just happened.
It just felt so damn good. It wasn't painful. It was just like, you ever have something that feels so damn good that you just feel like you're just going to, like, bust out yourself?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's called a nut.
Yeah, that happened, too. But it was like, you know, the tears followed, and it was just kind of like, he was like, you crying? I was like, yeah.
Oh, Tina, by the way, for those of you who don't know about my private K100 group, Tina posted in a private group, the next time she gets drilled, she's going to record it.
Stop.
Yeah, that's what she just said. She said, the next time she's getting drilled, she's going to record it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to know. I just want to know. I'm going through archives.
Yeah, oh my God.
if only you people knew how out of control I am right now, but you really don't know.
Yeah.
You can't really. Yeah. Really
out
of control.
You don't even sound like you need any other sound effects. You got them.
What's wrong with you people? You people are crazy. Okay. 347, stay on the line, Shay. 347-934-0966. Hey, Billy Bad Phoenix.
Yes, sir. My phone, man. My phone had caught up driving in this country ass road. But yo, what's up?
You ever made a chick cry from fucking her?
Yeah, I made two girls cry, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. First chick got smashed. I done smashed so good, sweat done broke out between the both of us. You know, after everything was said and done, she crying, hugging her bear and shit. The girl's so dumb. She was pretty, but she was just so dumb. She left the window open for the whole project to hear how good I was smashing her. So I came outside to my car, and I see the nigga sitting there looking at me and was like, yeah, she love your ass, don't she, nigga? I done heard you talk about she love you, nigga. And I was like, yeah, man.
Oh, man. All right. I just want to know, you know what I'm saying? I've had it happen to me personally.
Oh, yeah, Blizzle.
Yeah.
Oh, Blizzle, by the way, I done dropped off my phone, bro. I'm by myself now, bro.
Well, I mean.
I got enough.
Lex Fu's not on the line. You feel me? Let's have a little fun. Hey, Shay.
Yes?
I got Shay. I got Billy Bad Phoenix on the line. What say you two have a little? Say you two have a little phone sex.
Oh my gosh! Why you?
Let's do something different with the show tonight. I want to just step outside of the box. The show's always I'm always talking. I'm not. Let's let the faithful people. Let's what phone sex be like between Billy Bad Phoenix and Shay.
Oh my gosh!
So now
I don't even know Billy Bad Phoenix.
That's all right.
I'm having to lose my imagination because I don't even know what she looked like, dude.
Well, I can't describe her. I don't know. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Matter. I'll just use my imagination. It don't really matter. It's just for
imagination. Okay. On the count of three. Okay, on the count of three. One. Who's gonna start? Okay, Billy Bad Phoenix.
Wait a minute. Wait. Just go with the flow. I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah. Let me get the music. Hold on. Let me get some sexy music going. Hold on. See, being a bad fit is, first of all, I want you to tell Shay how good she look and how bad you want to get that pussy and what you're going to do to it when you get it. You feel what I'm saying? And then, Shay, you tell him how bad you want him to get this pussy and what you're going to let him do to it when he get it. All right. On the count of three. Come on, let me cue your music up.
Oh, God.
All right. Be with that Phoenix and Shay. Phone sex live on K100 Internet Radio. Go.
Damn, Shay, you look so good. I just want to rip you off and walk through that door.
Stop. Damn it. Stop.
Can you hear me?
Billy Baffin. Listen.
Okay, let him just be quiet. I'll do the work.
No, that's not fair. That's not how we do it at K100. No one just does all the work.
He jumps in when he gets excited.
Okay. All right, Shay, you started off. Maybe Billy Bad Phoenix can come around and get into it. Okay, here we go. Take two, action.
Billy, right now I want to put my mouth in your neck all the way down to your navel.
Ooh.
I'm going to pull your neck out. I'm going to lift it. Around and suck it. Where you want to put the stick? Where you want it?
I'll put that dick deep inside you.
You
put it so deep, I'm going to read your thoughts. I can just tell what you're thinking right now, how deep I'm putting it in you.
You know what I'm thinking right now?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hello.
We got Black Jones on the line. We got Michigan Girl on the line. We just had Shay and Billy Bad Phoenix do a phone sex session for K100 Internet Radio. All right. So right now, if they're willing to participate, I want Black Jones and Michigan Girl. Could you guys give us a little sample of what it's like to talk and dirty to each other? Sounds like fun for episode 191. Would you guys be willing to participate like the last two callers?
Yeah, That's not a good look for me right now, homie.
What are you doing? Where are you at?
Home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I changed my mind. Not black jerseys. Stand by. You stand by. You stand by. Damn it, man. Hold on, Michigan girl. Hold on. I got to get some more guys on the line. Oh, is that Shay? Shay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Shay. I just had somebody who, I need some more guys on the line. Hold on. Okay, fine. Oh, wait a minute. Miss S. Hey, Miss S.
Oh, my God. Don't get me in
there. What? No, okay, I thought you hit the number one. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, can you at least give us what your sex sounds like now?
Hold on. Let me dismiss myself.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you because you
would
never
kind of see your show again.
Why not? It's fun.
Because.
It's fun.
You put people on blast. Don't nobody need to know what my sex sounds sound like.
Why not? They don't even know who you are. Let's see what your sex sounds sound like. Okay, you ready? You ready?
No.
Okay, on the count of three. You ready?
I can't up and do it. Oh, my goodness.
Just imagine yourself right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're by yourself, you know, stick your hand down there, you know, play with it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear what it sounds like. We want to hear what your sex sounds. So can you give us a little quick, you know, 30 second view, preview of what it would sound like to have Miss S in the bed, what it would sound like. We can't feel it.
Oh,
so just tell
wow.
Me. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. So I'm listening. I'm quiet.
Okay, there you go.
Nice. Stand by, okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up. It's going to get crazy. Don't hang up. Okay. Key.
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 191. That sounds like fun, don't it? Key. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you horny, baby?
Right.
You just missed the phone sex live convo between Shay and Billy Bad. I let Billy Bad Phoenix and Shay do a phone sex conversation and hear what it would sound like to have phone sex with those two.
I'm definitely gonna have to go back and listen to that one.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty good. It's pretty fucking. yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay, you ready? You ready for your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into it. I'll do it. I'll play along. I'm trying to. I need some more guys to call in, but I was trying to get like pit people against each other to go with phone sex. The guys and the girls on the phone line. And I need more guys on the line. Black Jerz couldn't do it because he was at home. He's at home, so he said it's not a good look for him right now, so he couldn't do it. So fellas, I see I got a whole line full of women on the line. Y'all women, boy. I swear y'all be off the chain. All right, question number one: do you make a lot of sounds during sex?
If it's good, yeah.
If it's good?
If it's not, the only sound I'm making is get up and I'm leave.
Okay.
And my keys rattling.
Damn it, man. Okay, can you give us a little snippet, a little preview?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Okay.
Yeah. Are you alone? Can you do it? You know, can you?
Yes, I can do it. I'm trying to think, like, what do I sound like? Okay. Okay, let me just try to imagine somebody eat my fish real good.
You want to know what you sound like. Okay. Go ahead, though. Give us a peek.
Okay. I don't sound like them other women be like, no, that's not me. I'd be like, oh, fuck. Shit. That's me right now. Okay, that's enough.
Fuck shit. You do a lot of cussing.
Okay, I'd be like, damn, baby, that shit feels so fucking good.
So you a talker. You a talker.
Yeah, I'm going to let your ass know, like, niggas, right, stay your ass right. I be cussing, though. Like, I cuss a lot when I be, when the sex be feeling good.
You cuss a lot?
Yeah, I be like, fuck. Fuck, that shit.
Fuck?
Yeah, I be like, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. So, you, is that what you sound like? Is that how you really sound when you getting it in?
I don't know. I got to, I don't know. Let me see. I might sound, sometimes I might sound like, like that maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or I might sound like, ooh, slap my ass.
Slap your ass?
Slap my ass, yeah.
All right. Question number two. Hold on. Question number two. Is it a turn off for you to be with someone who has quiet sex?
I don't know. I ain't never been with nobody who had quiet sex.
What you mean?
I ain't never had sex with somebody that was quiet.
So you saying your shit that good, they always going to say something?
I'm just saying, I ain't never had quiet sex, so I mean, I don't know if it's turned off or not. I'm sure it might be. I ain't never had that problem.
Okay.
He might have been quiet before, but when it starts sounding like... Yeah.
All right. Should men make sex sounds?
Yeah, they can make their man sick sound.
Uh huh. What's too much? What's too much?
He shouldn't be squealing like me. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't even really squeal. I got kind of a heavy voice for a female, but like I don't need him to have no high pitched damn falsetto going on.
Uh huh. Okay. All right.
What you doing over there? You jacking off?
No, you jacking off
on my sex sound?
Nuh-uh. Okay, question number four. Will you fake a sex sound just because?
No.
Or will you actually have... You won't?
No.
What
the fuck for? That's a waste of sound making.
Because you don't want to be the quiet fuck. So I ain't saying fake it like if it really doesn't feel the bomb or whatever, but it feels okay. You feel what I'm saying? It feels okay, but it's not like the bomb. So you go ahead and make a couple of sounds just to kind of get into it more. Because, you know, we like get turned on the more sounds that you make, and vice versa, I assume.
No, I don't know if I can fake a sex sound. I mean, if I ain't feeling, I'm just not feeling it. Like, that's like fake crying and shit. Like, who does that?
Have you ever cried during sex?
Yes.
You have?
I asked
all the women tonight, and all the women so far have said they've cried during sex. Why did you cry?
I was feeling some kind of way about it. I was feeling some kind of way about that dick that night. And it was actually from dick, not even from face. It was not even from some face. It was from the actual dick.
Wow. And you, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Women, I don't know. Y'all just, that's what I'm saying. Women fuck with they pussies in their hearts, man. You feel me? Because I don't know a guy. If a guy ever cried.
Yeah, see, I'm normally not a heart fucker, but yeah, that night I was getting my heart fucked that night. Yeah.
Okay. And you said you do talk during sex. You like, you know, get this pussy, you know. Tell me
I'll be like, oh, I say some shit like, you like that shit, don't you, baby? Because especially when they be eating that pussy, I'm like, I can tell you like that shit.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, I can tell you like it. Because you was fucking that shit up.
Okay, hang on. Let me get the janitor, then I'm going to come back. I got some. I got to try something real quick. But hang on.
What's your headphone set to me?
Oh, you want to have phone sex with me?
Oh, we're going to have some phone sex?
Yeah, I come right back to you. Hold on a second. Stand by. I'm the only guy to fuck, man. I need some more guys. I want to do it with other guys to make it fun. But no, I got a phone full of women. Oh, shit. Jana.
Yeah.
What's going on? Now, Jana, I'm going to tell you right fucking now before I go any damn further. I expect for you, because you're the only white person to call, and you're the only white girl. And y'all white girls are so animated. I expect for your sex sounds to be the bomb, Jana.
So you want me to show my ass, basically, what you're saying. Come on now. We got to do a quickie now. Come on.
Okay. Jana, episode 191. Sounds like fun. We got Jana on the line. Jana, do you make sounds? Do you make a lot of sounds when you're having sex?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Could you give us a teaser, a sample of what it would sound like? If you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Shh. I'm quiet. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, fuck
me harder. Yeah.
Something
like that.
Oh! Fuck me higher!
Oh, motherfucking man. I like to cuss too. See, I'm a cusser too. I love the cuss. Motherfucker, take that shit. Ooh, wee. Anyways, moving on.
Oh, man.
Did I just mind fuck you, Blizzum? Did I just mind fuck you?
Yeah, you mind fucking a little bit. Just a tad bit. Question number 2. Is it a turn off to you when someone you're with has quiet sex?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? You like for a guy to make? What kind of noises you want a guy to make?
Oh, like an animal kind of sound?
An animal?
Like bass? Like... Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hurry up. He's coming out. Hurry up. He's coming out.
should men make sex sounds? You know, what's too much of us? What's too much for it? They should. But what's too much?
No high pitch.
Just keep it low. Just.
Okay, I'm going to finish this at the K100 page.
Okay. You done? Okay, Jana's done. Jana just called in while her man was, like, in the shower or taking a shit or something, and now she has to be quiet. Black Jers can't talk at all because he at home. Uh, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Key?
Yeah. I have one more sound that I like, one more thing I like to say.
Go ahead. Follow me.
I like, you want to come in my fucking mouth? That's my other like. Yeah.
I'll do it, baby. I'll do it, baby. You want to do shit. Fucking load of shit. Oh, shit.
Right.
Okay. So I guess I'm the only other guy because Black Jersey's on the line, but he can't talk. And I got some people on the line, but I know they can't answer the phone. They can't because they're like at work and shit, so I can't open up their mic. They're just listening. And I got so shout out to everybody that's calling into the show though.
So I was about to say that I had to have phone sex with a girl.
Oh really? Matter of fact, oh Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
What's up?
Are you?
Stupid.
Let's have phone sex. Let's do a threesome phone sex. Michigan girl, you down?
Hold on. I got to go back to my room. Hold on, y'all.
Y'all
call
left field, Lainey.
Let's do a threesome phone sex session. You feel me? Y'all guys with that? Key, you with it?
Damn, it's cool.
Okay.
I shouldn't even get you no ideas.
You did. It's too late now. So we got 1 minute and 40 seconds for this beat right here. Hold on. I'm waiting for Michigan girl. Mission Girl, you in the room?
I'm in the room. I'm in the room. Here.
Three-way phone sex. K100 Internet Radio. 191. Three-way phone sex. Key, Michigan Girl, and Blizzum. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Who's going to set it off? This is going to be hilarious. let me take a sip of my
Did
drink.
Did you stop choking?
Yeah, I should be choking. I'm finna be choking on pussy juice. Okay.
Yes, sir. Me too.
All right, and away we go. Who's going to set it off first?
Okay.
Okay. Boom. Damn, both of y'all motherfuckers sexy as fuck. Hey, hey, Key, why don't you go over there and suck on her titty real quick? Do that for me?
Hold on. Let me grab my hand right quick.
Yeah, huh?
Put it right on top of her nipples. Yeah.
Mm. Damn, hey, you like that shit, Michigan girl?
Yeah, I like that.
You like that shit? That shit look good as a motherfucker. Suck on that motherfucking titty.
Why don't you suck on her clit?
I got this shit. Mm. That's what's up. And that shit tastes good as a motherfucker. This shit juicy. She feel good? You like that shit?
Huh?
You like that shit? Hey, come, won't you come down here and taste this shit? Come on here, Key. You come taste this shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Mm. Let me hear what you sound. What you sound like up there, Michigan girl? That shit feel good. I can't hear you.
Oh hell yeah.
For real? Damn, this hold on. Okay, I can't do it anymore. What the hell is wrong with you people?
Dog, we was just getting ready to try that position Twink was talking about on the show that time.
Oh my God, we ain't get to suck no dick or nothing. Oh,
nothing. I want you to hit it from the back while I get up on the bottom and lick up.
Gotta taste through that stuff.
Hey, Miss S, is this turning you on?
I have no comment on this other than why couldn't I join? That's all I'm going to say.
Whoa!
Oh! That's really good.
Wow.
I will never call it for your show again.
You can definitely join. Can she join, ladies? She's actually hot. She's hot. Can she join?
You're a fool.
She's hot. No, you don't want to. This thing you can join. You can come. You can come and play. You want to come play? Huh? You want to come play?
I mean, it is what it is. You want me to come play?
What you gonna play with first? What you wanna play with?
Since you asked, let me play with you.
Oh. Oh man, y'all off the chain. Y'all off the chain. If you ever in Atlanta,
MGL,
you understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Feel free to, we can all play together, maybe. We can all play together. Who knows? You never know. K100 Internet Radio, man. Woman left in the show. I'm not doing the after party, but this show was great. I had hella fun. Shouts out to all my people for being a good sport. Shouts out to Billy Bad Phoenix and Shay for participating.
I need you to get your mind right. You can't even think straight. It must be because I was just licking on your balls. I was licking on your balls while you was talking.
Right. You have to say that.
Now you just made it worse.
That's a good thing, though.
Is it really?
Hey,
anytime
you can get it up, I can get it
down. Uh-oh. So this happened when it's the show. K1 is in the
room.
Episode 1.
Too many sound effects going on.
Sponge Internet fucking radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this show.